those days, I've forgotten the percentage, but a large percentage of babies, if not the majority, were born at home.
Mm.
And so district midwifery was huge. And the deal was, when you did midwifery in Britain, in part one, you got your, or learnt to be a midwife in the hospital, and then part two, you did more than half of it on the district. So as a, you were a student midwife on the district out delivering babies. So that was really how it worked. So you had to pretty quickly get pretty skilled.
Mm. How did that differ to New Zealand, the New Zealand situation?
Well, we didn't have district. We didn't have home births in the same way. So I thought having babies at home by the time I'd finished district midwifery in Britain was enough to put anyone off ever having a baby at home. It was quite barbaric and very primitive. And I'd come from, you know, a nice shiny hospital in New Zealand, and conditions were very poor. Mm. And the only criteria, I did the part two in London, and the only criteria to have a baby at home was running water in the house. So many of the homes that where women were having their babies, there wasn't even an inside toilet, let alone a bath or a bathroom. And I found it completely barbaric, really, to think that you'd...
Yeah.